Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. And for those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be right here with me than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful and so thankful and prayerful that you are ever more inspired to go deeper, to reach higher, to stand in the light of the truth of the all that you truly are as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of this absolute and supreme intelligence, whose intelligence is absolute and supreme, whose presence is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, fills all spaces, is all-pervasive, beats our hearts, breathes us, and has designed us divinely and divinely designed us to be vehicles and vessels of its absolute love, light, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, power, potency, and purposes. And I'm the one to remind us that that is where we are, that's who we are, that's what we should be doing. And in light of and in spite of all of the issues that are going on, everyone is saying, oh, there's so much going on, but there has always been so much going on. And in the midst of it, the intelligence of existence is that which has gifted itself to absolutely everyone and everything. And we are in the progression of it, and the progression of all of the seeds that have been sown. Consciously and unconsciously, we have the opportunity to come face to face with the consequences of our choices that we've been making consistently over time, and also to be in a place where we have the opportunity to self-correct and to reverse the issues that we've created consciously or unconsciously that we may not be pleased with. To realize that in this now moment, we have cosmic support in this quickening to be quantum leaping into absolute reality so that those who have no love, no light, no wisdom, and truth have no impact and effect in our lives. But it requires the sacrifices of knowing that you have and we have absolute law to attune ourselves to, and that in that attunement, we come into harmony and balance, and we're able to circumvent some of the devastation that is on the horizon as a result of the progression of the violation that has been in full effect over a period of time in terms of the seeds that have been sown in the inception of this country. The seeds that were sown for the building and the establishment of this country as what they would want to be referred to as a world power, but to come into a place and space where we realize the delusion of the bluff and grandeur, the posturing of feeling so great at the oppression, suppression, the degradation, the violation through capitalization. And to realize that those seeds that were sown in the establishment of this country on the blood of our indigenous ancestry, and the blood have been spilled through the murder of billions of creatures and whatnot, that we as a global humanity have to take responsibility for getting into as much light as we possibly can, as quickly as we possibly can, by consciously caring to be cleared emotionally and mentally through the forgiveness of ourselves, the forgiveness of all else, but also the application, the submission and surrender through our remorse, through the acknowledgement that we have been in error, that everything that we've done has not been in the best interest of anything and everyone, and we cannot be complicit and co-conspirating, complacent with the agendas of suppression and oppression and capitalization and murder and slaughter, and then turn around and feed off of the flesh and the carcasses and the progeny of those ones who have been so oppressed and poisoned. And we are in a place and space where, on behalf of our lineages, all of those that we have come through, and this is a message not for just Black people, it's a message for all people, it's a message for all of us on behalf of all of life. And to realize that we each, regardless of what hue of people we are, we're all breatharian first. We have to breathe. Breathing is essential. It is the breath and that which animates us by virtue of the intelligence of that which is in the air and our capacity for breathing intelligently designed so that we are truly enlivened, maintained, and sustained by the breath. And so to have foodstuff marketed to us consistently over time, from the breakfast cereals and the cow's milk to the dairy products, the eggs, the flour products that create so much mucus and paste in our systems that breathing becomes obstructed from all of the mucus that accumulates and hardens within our tissues, within our lungs and our bronchial tubes and throughout our bodies. And so we're having to realize that the cry of "I can't breathe" that has been so highly publicized as a result of the wickedness and the brutality of those who have been licensed to kill, who themselves have been so oppressed at the cellular level through being fed the flesh of violated creatures and the alcohol and the tobacco and all of the sugar and all the pasty stuff. We have to realize that everybody is under siege, and there are those of us who realize it, and there are those who are delusional, who don't have a clue and need to freaking wake up to realize that you are oppressed and your wickedness is not a badge of honor. That we have to come to a point and place where it truly matters to us to realize that there is absolute law that governs all of our lives and there is justice. But the justice that is already being exacted in this pandemic that has been issued and facilitated through the efforts of the United States Department of Agriculture, the Food and Drug Administration, the beef industry, the tobacco industry, the sugar industry, the alcohol industry, and whatnot, is to really usurp the life force of other ones. And so I'm saying that when we realize that the system is brutal, the system is criminal, the system has the right to be destroyed, the right to have those of us who would come to light, to come to order, to come to leadership. Because those who are in leadership and who have been complacent and complicit with their own cellular oppression and whose bodies are filled with the toxins of the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the alcohol, tobacco, and sugar industries, that you all are not in a position to lead. Nor are you in a position to teach. And everyone now has to come to a point in place where you realize there's a right way to live. There's a right way to perpetuate life. There's a right way and a responsibility that we have as men, the progenitor of lineages, and womb men, the perpetuator of lineages, to be in the exaltation of life at all times. They're creating a system of oppression as an agenda, a plot and a plan to dwindle and depopulate and genocide through a free enterprise system. The justice of that is death. The justice of that and the marginalization of our indigenous families, our aboriginal families, the oppression and the enslavement of our African ancestors, and the continued violation against those of us who are of color and the animals. Then understand there are tragic dates with fate that are coming, and the earth and her creatures have first right and are first in line to be fully liberated from the toxic minds and the evil hearts that are operative through defiled bloodstreams and defiled spirits that dress themselves up and puff themselves up as if they have supremacy and right to rule, when all they do is literally oppress, suppress, ruin and devastate everything and everybody they touch. We're in a now moment where we can be completely freed from the foolishness, completely freed from the foolhardy, completely freed from the wickedness, to come away from being out of the trajectory of those who are on a cataclysmic ride with demise. See, it's not just about having and separating as a nation of people, but to really come to a place and space where we realize that there is nothing that is guaranteed success except the establishment of the kingdoms and queendoms of God. Because under the forces of Satan, Lucifer, and the devil, those who have misled, oppressed the mental capacity of ones and ones to not have an understanding and an understanding as to who and what we are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, those who have set themselves up as the intermediators between these ones who have beating hearts and breathing ones, and between that which beats our hearts and breathes us, we don't need an intermediary. Particularly those who have no real love and light, and they are delusional to think that they have been given the right to intercede in the relationship between the intelligence of existence and all of its self manifesting and womb manifesting through all other ones, all humans and all of those who are not human. There is nothing but intelligence of existence, and that intelligence is so absolutely intelligent to gift itself to absolutely everything and everyone that it would never demand itself to kill itself over here to exalt itself over there. So we're having to realize that there is order in existence, and the order is in the progression of law, and the progression of law and the order has to come through the exaltation of cleanliness. And because we are seeing all of the filth and the pollution that has come, that is in the waterways, that is on the earth and whatnot, that has specifically come as a result of the perpetuation of meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, flour, sugar, alcohol, tobacco, and garbage food, which the refuse is what constitutes the filth that's in the streets. But the real filth is in the tissues and the bodies of the and the bloodstreams of the people. And so we're being called to rise through our conscious care to be purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified, to realize that there is no separation that can be made from the wickedness except it be made internally at the cellular level, so that we no longer have the same desires and aspirations and habits and addictions that their products have facilitated. No one has been authorized by the intelligence of existence or the will of existence or the laws of existence to be the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death as a livelihood. It is not the will of existence, nor is it the order or the law of existence to be the perpetuators of death and to feed death to living ones. To industrialize the process of murder and slaughter and killing. To feed. This is a primary aberration as to what it is to be human, totally antithetical to the divinity of existence. And therefore, we see the evidence of the vileness, the defilement, the wickedness, the distortion, the dysfunction, the degradation, the violation, the disenfranchisement, the discontent, the dissatisfaction, the disturbances, the dis-ease as a result of that. And so sickness, illness, disease, and death as multi-trillion dollar business and livelihood is definitely not sustainable. And those who are the perpetuators of it, those who have created the systems with which to deal with it in terms of the American Medical Association, the doctors, the pharmacists, the psychiatrists, and all of those ones, the military and the prison industrial complex and all of those who maintain these systems of oppression, to realize that you are creating your own disease and laying a tragic date and fate with your own death as a result of your complacency, your complicity, and your co-conspirating and facilitating, managing, and perpetuating the oppression. We are in a now moment where we have to realize the divinity of what it is to be, and that all beings, all men, all wombed men have been affected by the systems of things, and that we as individuals have to come to a point in place where we are no longer a detriment to ourselves and our cells. To be in a place where we realize that the spirit that animates us is greater than that which man has created. And see, so many people keep focusing so much energy on all of the things that men have created. All of your focus is on man and what the distortion and dysfunction and degradation and all of the ugliness and whatnot, so that in the midst of dwelling in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, you are not really allowing the divinity of being to really be foremost in your conscientiousness and your consciousness and your mindfulness and your thoughtfulness. Our perception and perspective is facilitated and predicated on the cleanliness of our blood and our tissues. And all of the disease that is already pandemic, and I am not really addressing that which they refer to as the coronavirus and that which is there that they're perpetuating as the pandemic. No, the pandemic is the heart disease, the diabetes, the strokes, the cancer, the upper respiratory issues, the suicide, the kidney and liver issues and stuff, that there are so many other things that have already been pandemic. The reality that there have been more lives and more livers, more families destroyed by alcohol and tobacco use and misuse than all of the wars that people have fought, these wars have claimed. That we have to really have a right thought about this whole thing. And that whatever viruses or bacteria that you should be concerned about in terms of risking your life, they're already in you as a result of feeding off the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows and artificial colors and flavors and all of this, where your body temple has been turned into literally a cemetery for decaying and over-preserved carcasses that are not rotting. So you have the rot of some things, the fermentation of this, the decay, the decomposition, and then you have that which is just sitting there, festering in the organisms and whatnot. So I'm just saying is that wearing a mask is not going to facilitate any real protection when you are already filled with all manners of things that they're not even looking for. So if they're going to test you with something that they've just now created, but the heart disease, the diabetes, the cancer, and all of these things, we already have so much testing and so much of that, so much medication and pharmaceuticals and chemo and all of these toxic therapies for these things. But then they're going to test you for a coronavirus when you've got pathogens and worms and organisms and whatnot eating you alive, and nothing is being said about this. That's what I'm saying. You cannot trust a government who has it at heart to undermine its populace. And so I'm the one to exalt that there is no such thing as white supremacy. What we have is idiocy and stupidity that has run amok because it's not sustainable. And so we are realizing that Mother Earth and Mother Nature have the last stand. That the people, those who are sheeple, who are just following whatever these people say, these ones and ones, I call them bozos, whatever they're saying, you're following them, right? You're walking around mask with masks. You're walking, running, biking, and whatnot with a mask on, okay? So I'm just saying is that it's going to facilitate even greater sickness, illness, and disease. One, because you have not stopped eating the stuff that's causing the real sickness, illness, and disease. You've not stopped drinking. You've not stopped smoking. I'm like, why in the hell would you be masking and then continue to oppress yourself and undermine yourself? And so at some point, we have to be responsible for asking and knocking and seeking and consciously caring to really live. But just following these people and what they say, and you see that they run amok, you can't trust them. You can trust that you can't trust them to have our best interests at heart when sickness, illness, disease, and death are multi-trillion-dollar business and economy. And so we cannot expect that the government will change, even with a change of party or presidents or whatever. It's not going to change until you, the people, change and you stop buying the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish. Stop eating it. Stop making it available. Stop handling it. Stop working for these companies. Put yourself in a place and space where you are completely committed to life. You're completely committed to the exaltation of life. You're completely committed to glorifying and honoring the legacy of the lineages that you represent, that you are completely committed to serving life as a progenitor and the perpetuator of lineages of people, that you are consciously caring to be free, to be liberated, to come to that place where you are doing everything you possibly can to reverse whatever issues have already started crystallizing in your tissues as a result of eating all of this garbage food, stuff that is not really food. So we're going to have to really, I guess, change the language in the sense that if food is that which we have been taught to eat and it is a tool being used of oppression, and then the weapons of mass destruction are the tobacco, the alcohol, the sugar, and the chemicals that are in the food. And to understand that that word that they have called diet, D-I-E, and the cross that's on the graveyard, you understand? So no, our methodology has to be cellular liberation, since the methodology of our oppression is cellular oppression. And it affects absolutely everybody. And so those ones who would prefer to continue to feed off the carcasses of dead animals, then let us know that these are not ones that you need to be in obeisance to, because they are not fit to govern. And there's really no one to really vote for if they are not exalting the laws of existence and creating a moratorium on killing. And many of you, because you've accepted or feel or believe that you're supposed to be dying from something, and you're saying, well, everybody dies. And I'm saying, if there was no agenda to ensure your cellular oppression, your anesthetization, inebriation, intoxication, violation, subjugation, domination, if you didn't have all of this programming towards demise, then you could live and really live well. But to put people in a place where they do not strive to exalt a full effort in their living because the effect of the chemicals, the pesticides, herbicides, larvicides, nitrates, nitrites, preservatives, BHA, BHT, all of these things, the effect that they have is to modify the behavior to the degree to which we are not able to function as all intelligences do, in the exaltation of a full life's urge, doing nothing to undermine ourselves, doing everything to exalt a full effort in expressing the intelligence of our own being. The squirrels do it, the birds do it, the bears, the polar bear, everything expresses its intelligence. In exalting a full effort in its living, knowing its food, excreting its waste, knowing its kind, perpetuating itself, and consciously caring and able to respond correctly and directly to being warred against, or when they sense that their lives are being threatened, then they will respond. They will either fight back, they will run, they will attack, they will do something. But to be complicit and complacent with the agents of death against us is the evidence of our behavior having been modified. And in light of it, in spite of it, where we exalt a full life's urge to affirm and declare that we dwell in the reality of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and there is nothing that man can create that is greater than that which is foundation, causation, and the whole fabric of existence itself. And our clearing and purification allows us to be aligned with it. Our oxygenation, hydration, mineralization, alkalization, and opening up all channels of elimination is the way in which we are able to be harmonized one with the other wherever we are. To know that we have the opportunity and the right to be corrected, to be redirected, and to be cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, and resurrected on behalf of the wholeness of Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of the creatures, in every hue and race and nation of people, because we are literally all one intelligence. The gift that we've been given as life is the greatest gift we'll ever have. And there is no wealth that we will ever have that is greater than the intelligence of existence that we each have already been given. We didn't have to whore for it. We didn't have to beg, borrow, or steal for it. We have it. And we can regenerate, rejuvenate, revitalize, exalt it, and be completely resurrected in the light of the truth of our being these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of its own absolute and supreme intelligence. On behalf of Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of her creatures, in the name of and to the glory of the lineages that we represent and all of those who sacrificed so that we have greater access to the wealth of ourselves. You're being called to rise. You're being called to cleanse. You're being called to care. And now is the time. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama. And I'm so grateful and so thankful. And it's important for us to really understand that they're pushing this envelope of this global initiative of depopulation and genocide. We, as a global humanity of people of all hues, are having to raise completely up for our own salvation and the continuation of our lineages. There are no people who really rejoice in the prospect of their children dying before they do. And so we're having the opportunity to realize that the coronavirus doesn't exist as a contagion. And when we look at the reality that for decades and decades, centuries even, people have been feeding off of the carcasses of dead pigs, dead cows, dead chickens, dead cats, dead rats, dead ducks, dead alligator, dead, right? And therefore the proliferation of organisms, viruses, bacteria, and whatnot are already in the body. And even with that, and the obesity, the heart disease, the diabetes, and all of the sicknesses, the illnesses, the rheumatoid arthritis, the fibromyalgia, all of these other conditions that people live with, get medications for, and there has been no contagion. All right, so the initiation of this virus at the beginning of spring, when most people are experiencing the body's natural inclination to cleanse itself from fall and winter of oatmeal, pancakes, waffles, donuts, biscuits, croissants, bagels, cream cheese, all of this mucus-producing food stuff, so that what they call flu is just the body's natural response to cleansing itself from all of the stuff that we dump into it. All right, but to come to a place where we have an understanding and an understanding that we are breatharians by birth, right? So from the time we're born and take that first breath, and until the day that we take our last breath, or the spirit exits the body, we are in the consistent process of breathing, respiriting, the respiration. So to put on mask and cover up the nostrils and then have to work under these conditions all day is the pressing forward of the creation of more sickness, illness, and disease, because that which should be exhaled is the waste through respiration. So we're taking in of the oxygenation and we're giving forward the carbon dioxide, the waste. It's in vapor. We're vapor. All right, so I'm just saying is that we have to realize that they are not working towards our greatest good. The media, commercial media, can spin it any which way but right. And to just follow these people like your sheep is going to complicate your issues. So that if you really, really care to be doing that which is going to secure you or insulate you or provide you with anything when your body really just needs to be cleansed, okay? You really need the cleansing. All right, but what they did, they stimulated their economy because you went out and you bought more meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, alcohol, tobacco, sugar, and all of the things that you love to indulge, all of the things that are undermining the cellular functioning of our bodies. And so to get real clear about what is required now as individuals, as families, as communities and whatnot, is to know that these people have no real authority in your life. In our lives, except we give it. And because you have been feeding from them this satanic American diet that is the foundation of all disease and the tool of cellular oppression, violation, behavior modification, psychological manipulation, then you are a detriment to yourself. So I'm encouraging us to realize that there is divinity at the core of all of our beings. And in this now moment, we must reach for it. We must really care to walk in the fullness of ourselves, regardless of what hue of people we may be. But to realize that justice is not something that men can truly give. It is something that exists as an inherent part of existence. The karmic debt that comes as a result and that is scheduled as a result of the violation of Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of her creatures. The subjugation, domination, disenfranchisement of our indigenous families, the enslavement, the beating, the raping, the hanging, the setting of fire and whatnot of all of our African families and whatnot, the continued violation that is being witnessed as just blatant wickedness and police brutality. I'm just saying is that we have to realize that we cannot participate in undermining ourselves and then have some protection against those who would war against you. Not for any reason, just because their blood is so defiled. They're in such degrees of self-hatred that there's no love there. You understand? So it's like when a person really gets a thrill out of seeing the life force of another person drain out, or of an animal, you're dealing with an aberration in being that is nothing natural. And to have weaponry and machinery and industry in producing that which kills is a violation. There's nothing that we can do here that really warrants our being killed. And so, in terms of other people killing us. Now, the issue is that when you are a detriment to yourself and you've been feeding off of these carcasses, and death is a natural part of being in violation, but we were told the wages of sin is death. So this is something that really we have to put in proper perspective to realize that we're already in the realm of eternity. We should not be dying at all, but as a result of the blood being defiled, as a result of the body temple being turned into a cemetery for rotting carcasses, then yeah, there's some karmic debt that comes from that. The justice is on behalf of the animals. And so we have every day to exalt a full effort in our clearing, our cleansing, our purification for the consecration of these bodies and the re-enthronement of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses. And to know that that's the proper response to all of this. Because the cleaner you are internally, the more alkalization you are facilitating, the more mineralization you're getting, the more cellular regeneration you are able to facilitate, and being able to open up all channels of elimination. So any of the behavior modifying chemicals and nitrates and nitrites and all of these other ones can get out of the system. Because the intelligence of existence is much greater than anything that man can create. And these people cannot create from something other than what already is in existence. And because we dwell in the reality of the infinity of possibilities, and the intelligence of existence is so intelligent that it can gift itself to any of us and has already gifted itself to absolutely all of us, each of us. So that which we ask for, that which we apply ourselves to, we can get solution and answer. And this is why I'm thankful for the opportunity to come to the airwaves to really just express my heart, to encourage you to realize that there are no ones who have been given authority over you, that you and I should be under the authority of the laws that govern our being, and as a result of the socialization and culture that we have experienced through the religious training, the miseducation, and the traditions and socialization and whatnot, like the burning flesh that they do in celebration of this independence from Britain. There's no real independence because we don't have our own currency. You understand, we're not producing our own money. We're still connected. So I'm just saying is that we have the responsibility to really get into alignment with the intelligence of our being, so that when the storms rage, as they will, you understand that we're able to get our guidance. We're able to recreate a greater thing. We're able to resonate in the frequency and the brilliance of the fulfillment of the law that is absolute love, light, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, and power. And we're not going to be warring against anybody. You understand? Because the light would have us really understand that every eye that sees as the eye of God, and whatever the distortion is, whatever the defilement is, the intelligence of existence is still there first. And those of us who really care to see our resurrection as a global humanity, we care to see all of us take the time to clear and cleanse from our violations, to no longer be violating, and to repent from our error in choices, our error in what we've been doing, so that we are able to be absolved of it, to be cleansed and purified, to be renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified. It's a necessity if we would lay the proper foundation for our children being able to live their lives, as opposed to getting sicker, older, younger and younger, and dying younger and younger. It doesn't make sense. It is a total aberration and antithetical to what it is to be human, to be undermining ourselves. That's the evidence of the behavior modification. So there has to be sacrifice in that we don't have to wait for greater and greater numbers of people to be dying. Understand that that's the envelope that they're pushing. So that with the mask and you breathing in that which you should be exhaling and giving to the trees and the atmosphere, so that we can get the oxygenation and whatnot, so that we can literally be feeling better as opposed to getting worse. So the diet should change. We can no longer feed off these animals and feel like, okay, it's okay. It's not okay. It's never been okay. But it takes us some time as a result of all of the commercialism and the sublimation and the psychological manipulation that comes with commercialism and capitalism, where there are those who are in it for the money. They don't have any commitment to the exaltation of life. They would prefer to usurp the earth, her resources, so that they are able to continue to breed their cows and their pigs and their chickens and all of these things, and then shoot them up with all kinds of chemicals because their bodies are full of pathogens. So understand that if you've got stuff in your body that don't belong there, it's because you're putting stuff in it that doesn't belong there. It's not in the air like that. And so in our now moment, we have to consciously care to be whole, to be healed, and to know that the healing can only truly be facilitated with the cleansing. And the cleansing facilitates a lot of the emotional cleansing, the mental cleansing that allows us to embrace the divinity of our being and to consciously care to walk in the integrity of the all that we each are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence on behalf of life itself. I'll be forward in just a bit. And so it's important for us to realize that we do not have a war to fight. We have law to surrender unto. We have clearing, cleansing, purifying, and renewing ourselves to be busy with. We have to come to a point and place where we care to know the truth. We were told to know the truth, and the truth would set us free. And to really get into the depths of what it is when we talk about liberty and freedom and liberation. Because our freedom to be wicked is no freedom at all. Because that which we do unto others will be done unto us. And those ones, and we can't even begin to estimate or guesstimate what happens or what has happened to all of those and the lineages of those who were the rapists and murderers and enslavers and the ones who hung us and beat us and raped us and sodomized us and whatnot. You understand, who knows what is going on in the hearts and the minds and the families and the lineages of those ones who kill in the streets because they have badges. That make them feel entitled to do it. You understand, we don't know, but we do know that there is absolute law and nobody gets away with anything. And so it would really make sense for us to live the quality of life and to be the quality of beings where we are always rejoicing in the gifts of our gift and giving of the gifts of our being. Our talents, our skills, our creativity, where we're rightly oriented. We're loving the Creator with our whole body, heart, mind, with all of our might. Consciously caring. To be caring for the well-being of other ones. For children to be a detriment. And women to be in a place where we are not safe. With the men that love us and those who say they love us, I'm just saying, is that there is a lot of distortion, dysfunction, and degradation, but the root of it is the violation and the defilement of the blood. The spirit is charged upon the blood, and the condition and quality of the blood is going to truly lay foundation for how it is we think, the media manipulation, the programs that we get in terms of how much murder we see in the movies, how much rape and violation we see in all of the death that we witness, you understand? So to turn all of this into entertainment and allow your consciousness to be bombarded with it consistently over time, it's time that you are not having a real conscious attunement to the divinity of your being. The awesomeness of existence, the wealth of yourself. And there's no real prosperity that we get from being in violation of the love of life, the laws of life, and not being attuned to the realization that life is the gift. And the violations that you've been complacent, complicit, and co-conspirating with in terms of the murder and the slaughter of these chickens, these pigs, these cows, all of these creatures, that their justice is the cancer, the heart disease, the diabetes, and all of the sickness, the illness, and disease. And because ones and ones have invested in it, and have assaulted yourselves with all kinds of behavior-modifying substances does not mean that there's prosperity when there's more sickness, illness, and disease than ever before. And even though ones and ones like Bill Gates and Fauci and other ones who are heavily invested in the pharmaceutical, the biotech, and whatnot, you understand, so they just see money, they don't see people, they don't see lives. And because they can go throughout the world and see people of color, and Europeans realize that they're a dying breed. And that's why we have those ones who are extremists and in white supremacy. But the issue is this. The laws that govern us would be sufficient to maintain, sustain, and allow for our proliferation lawfully. But to be in a place where you feel entitled to be killing other ones, then yes, you have to meet a tragic date with fate. There's no way to avoid it. And how many ever other ones you kill will not keep you alive. It will not be about the perpetuation of your lineages, and the sins that you've created will be visited upon your children and your generations, and after a while, you'll be totally wiped out. And so we're having to really consciously participate with our salvation in exalting a full effort in our living to the degree to which we will not be complicit, complacent, and co-conspirating with the oppression, the subjugation, the domination, the violation, the capitalization, the murder and slaughter of other beings, and then feed off their body parts, their progeny, their body fluids, and to know that we are able to cleanse from it. And for those of you who've been listening to me over these 20 plus years, and you've been taking it into your spirit, and you've moved with it, and you've seen the benefit, then exalt it. Let us each reach more. But sometimes what happens is that we want to tell our loved ones what to do when they get their diagnosis, their prognosis, but then they can't hear you because they don't see where you have been really applying yourself wholeheartedly, consistently over time, so they don't see the result in you. Or as I've shared with other ones, sometimes your lie speaks louder than the truth that you think you know. Here, to be able to do something about the cancers, the heart disease, the diabetes, and all of the other issues that we are seeing affect our families, then understand that it is the food, or that which they call food, that is not providing us any real nutritional substance. So that the breath is the key to our lives. Everybody has to breathe. It doesn't matter what hue of people you are. To block the breath, to inhale your own carbon dioxide, is laying foundation for greater illness. Mark my word. There are other ones who can sign off on it, who are medical doctors and all of this. So I'm just saying is that we have to realize that you cannot follow these bozos, and I call them bozos, as my way of making light of the wickedness that they are. The devils that they are, the ones who have it in their mind to create more chaos and fear and divisiveness and whatnot. We cannot listen to them and be all right. We cannot follow them and be better. So come to that place and space where it really matters to you to exalt a full effort in your living, your loving, coming to a point and place where you forgive yourself for being hard-headed and ignoring the truth that have been yelling at you for all this time, and do that which is truly yours to do and what you can do to get support. And your life support number is 678-760-9299 at some point in place, and that point in place is now, to really care. To walk in the fullness of the all that you are is one of the most powerful spirits on the face of this earth. We do not have to fight, but we do have to stand. We do not have to fight, but we do have to surrender into the laws that govern us. We do not have to fight, but we must forgive. And we must be in obeyance and obedience with that which beats our hearts and breathes us. Because there's only one absolute and supreme intelligence, and to be a detriment to ourselves is to be a detriment to all. And to war against any other part of the self is a war against God. And there's no way to survive it. So on behalf of the lineages that we represent, all of those ones whose blood is still screaming up from the earth, let us live for life, to love, to lift, to enhance, to enrich, to honor, to create, to really be qualified for continuance in existence. As these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, to realize on a day-to-day basis how blessed you absolutely are. Nobody can give you anything greater than who and what you already are. The issue is, do you care to be great, and will you do what is needed on a daily basis to clear the sludge, to come to a point where you're brilliant, shining, radiant as the sun, and as productive as the earth. Consistently growing, unfolding, reaching, bathing in the light of this absolute and supreme intelligence. Our time is now. And we are raising up all over the planet. And this spell of European conquest and domination, it's over. It is over. It is over. And it's our time to celebrate the fact that we're the ones who have the opportunity to set a new directive in the fulfillment of life, in the establishment of the peace, the poise, the power to create a greater way for our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-great, and the great-great-great-great, and to ensure the greatness and the perpetuation and the continuation of our lineages. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle. This is Adama, your voice of the resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. I love you with a perfect love and want for you that which I want for myself, to stand in the light of the absolute and supreme intelligence and to be a glory unto the whole of existence itself. Have a good night. Continue to rejoice in the blessedness of being and be the blessing you are.